In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked down as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes.
Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today,
and day's night today, and black's white today,
and most guys today, that woman prizes today,
are just silly gigolos.
And though I'm not a great romancer,
I know you're bound to answer
when we propose. Anything goes. Go.
And welcome back to Anything Goes right here on KFAVE Sports Radio, where it's all a work. Okay, now I need to explain something before we get into this. I'm hoping you're hearing this. I'm hoping this show gets published. Now, you're probably asking yourself, I don't understand what you mean. Well, this is the third time, actually probably technically more than three, than that we've tried to record this, and this is dating back to January. First time I recorded it in January, the laptop I was using, which was just a piece of shit to help me get certain shit done, and then I was eventually going to buy a brand new one. Well, the hard drive failed on it. Show's completely lost. Probably a really good episode. Most fucked up episode we've probably ever done, and I'm very sad that we lost it. We tried again a couple weeks ago, and what happened there was Moff's internet fucked up and completely dropped, and it would have been a half-ass episode because me and Shane cannot carry an episode together. It just probably wouldn't work.
No.
But we're trying this again, and technically we've tried a couple other times. Like, I know we wanted to do a show, but somebody was in a little PMS bitchy mood, and we couldn't fucking do it. No. Shane. FGW, no, whatever.
Wrestling sucks right now, and it did back then, too.
But anyway, we're going to try to make the best of this, and I think this would be the perfect time to announce. Granted, we're going very great. This is now a bi-yearly show.
Not twice even quarterly.
Of how often we actually get to do a show, but I think we're going to back away from it being an all-wrestling show. Granted, I think that would be the backbone of it. We'll always come back to it from time to time, especially like WrestleMania time, but I want to have this show actually just to kind of go back to its roots, but not exactly. The original roots, if you go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/, I don't know if it's trending topics or about trending topics or trending, whatever. You go back to the BTR feed of the old Trending Topics Network, you listen to some of those original Anything Goes, they got out of hand, and there's actually parts of those episodes I can't personally listen to anymore because I didn't like how crazy they went. The whole premise of the show is just, we'll talk about anything. Well, it never worked out as such. This time, I want to take one topic per episode. Like I said, wrestling will come back a lot, but I want you listeners, anybody who actually fucking listens to this, to get back to us on what you would like to hear us talk about a whole show on. Maybe it's
Doctor Who. Like,
Doctor Who, yeah, Doctor Who's high on our list. Once somebody gets caught up.
I'm almost there.
How far are you?
I'm ready for this season, but I can't find it anywhere.
Wow, you already? Wait a minute, did you watch?
Listen, I did 7 seasons in 2 weeks. I developed a British accent, and I'm not proud of myself, and I need to watch season 8 now.
Okay, you've watched The Name of the Doctor, correct? The episode called Day of the Doctor.
Day of the Doctor, yes, I think so. There's so many of them.
But that one, there's like a three-part. Not really three parts. It's what's technically the last of season 7, and then there's two
episodes.
Okay,
remember, I was talking to you about season 7. The first one I had only had 6 episodes, so I had to find season 7 with all 13 episodes.
You could have just found the second half.
Yeah, well, I still need to watch the second half of season 7 now, so I'm not caught up. My bad.
Okay, yeah, you have to watch the end. Because, yeah, also that season 7 stops at a certain episode. Okay, and that's called The Name of the Doctor. Then there's two specials after that called The Day of the Doctor and The Time of the Doctor. No, the Time of the Doctor. You have to watch those, but that's getting into a completely different topic.
Okay.
But we want you listeners, maybe something I like to do is we'll take time at the beginning of maybe summer next year, and we'll talk about summer movies. Maybe we'll have other people on. That's the other thing. If you want to come on to talk about a certain topic that gets brought up that you suggest, we'll try to work you in and see how it works. But we'll try to back away from wrestling from time to time, but we'll still come back to it whenever. So
in other words, Ant, what do you want to hear?
Yes.
No, that's Ant. Okay, that's NFL, that's the NFL easy picks, which you can find right here on KFAN Sports Radio for those who actually listen. But the thing is, people like Kata, who will probably listen to this.
I doubt it.
No, he listens to... Kata? That's the only thing that Kata does.
We don't talk enough Japanese wrestling. He's not interested.
And I'm a wrestling Japan. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's the other thing, too.
What?
If you suggest a topic that we don't like, I'm not going to talk about it. Like, for example, if you want to talk anime, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I've got some bad news. We're not talking about it. Because I don't watch it. Do you watch anime?
Yes. I don't even know what's considered anime.
You fucking would, Shane. What do you watch?
Oh, God. No, I haven't watched it in a little while, but if they wanted to talk about it, I would do some research and watch some. But I used to be big into it.
Like what? I'm curious.
Like High School of the Dead. Mostly Japanese anime, some of the stuff I couldn't even tell you the name of.
Wow.
Almost like Dracula, like, something.
Like that super pervy stuff where the they draw little 12-year-old girls with size triple E tits.
No, I just, nothing like that. I think I still have High School of the Damned or the Dead on my hard drive for anime.
It's on Netflix, I think.
It is.
Farthest I've ever got into anime was Voltron.
I got into Thundercats. That was good.
Was that anime?
Oh
no,
unless I didn't think so.
I don't know if anything I've ever watched anime. If it's subtitled, I'm probably not going to watch it.
Mm-hmm. So what we talked about in Old School at the movies was true.
It's just the stories don't appeal to me if I have to sit there and read them.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sounds like too much work.
It does. It sounds like way too much work.
Just sit there and read something. Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It really is. If I'm trying to watch a story, I don't want to.
I can't read
it's
these.
Not
these
English.
One sentences at a time. It's just too much for me.
You gotta pause it. You gotta pop. So
typically, if I'm watching a show, I'm watching to relax. If I'm reading and trying to watch, that's multitasking, and I don't want to do it.
If you watch something with subtitles at home, do you have to pause it and then
compose yourself?
Really sound out.
No, you just turn it off.
Words.
If it's that hard to read, I usually just turn it off.
Milky white breasts.
Uh huh.
It is.
You seriously didn't know what I just referenced?
No, I have no idea.
Never seen
a League of Their Own.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it about a bazillion times, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, I guess you're old.
Yes, because the movie's old.
Not that old.
Listen, I think Ghostbusters, I seen on AMC today, Ghostbusters turns 30 tomorrow?
Speaking of that.
Yeah, it turned 30 this year.
Is it really going to be all women in Ghostbusters 3?
Stop talking about that one.
Yeah, no. I'm not as hardcore as Justin, but that pissed me off.
Yeah, that's completely against it.
I mean, I don't know.
Get in the kitchen and make me a pie. Don't catch me a ghost.
If they were going to do a reboot, not a reboot, if they were going to do one like with new recruits, I could understand. That was in the talk in the 90s. Like the original cast would still be involved. Which one of you is breathing into the microphone? Like, a fat ass.
I was yawning.
No, I keep it. No, it's Mop.
Me? How about now?
Well, I'll see if I hear it. Anyway, in the 90s, they were talking about doing a new recruit episode, new recruit type thing, and have still have the originals there, but, you know, it'd kind of be like passing the torch on.
Mm-hmm.
Never fucking end up happening. I thought I'd heard Farley was in the talks of being in it. I'm not 100% sure.
Cool,
I know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or something, and I don't know.
FYI, League of Their Own, 1992. So the movie's 22 years old. Fuck you.
Yeah, I was 12.
I was 1992. I was 6.
Oh my god.
I was 17.
Jesus Christ!
You old fucker.
Uh huh. Experienced.
So old.
Experienced.
Mm-hmm. You know, before we get into talk about wrestling, you want to talk about football?
We did Thursday.
I was going to say, what part?
Since Kat is going to be listening to us, we just need to talk football for a while.
Peterson got arraigned for drugs after beating his kids.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Genius move on his part.
Uh-huh.
I was watching college today, college football, on ESPN Goal Line, and they made reference to Mark Henry.
Nice.
Was it that one dude?
Somebody
evidently broke his lifting record or some sort in college.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Like over, I think it was like 2,000 pound club. Like,
holy
dude
fuck.
Was like fucking squatting, or he deadlifted like 900 fucking pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, dude is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, they made reference to him in him being the world's strongest man at one point, and him being in the WWE still.
Yes.
Wrestling.
I see that Javaris Winston from Florida State's in a shitload of trouble again. Idiot.
He's always in trouble. He's a fucking knucklehead.
Dude, and he could have had such a great NFL career. If he gets drafted now, it's going to be a miracle.
Which guy is he?
Quarterback for Florida State.
Yeah. What'd he do?
Which side?
What'd he just do?
I don't know what he did this time.
I think it was a homophobic or racial slur at a pep rally or some sort of event that his class was having. I guess he got mad and jumped up and pulled a Shane and got in trouble.
The last thing I'd heard about, I thought it was, he said something, it wasn't racist, it was sexist.
Yeah,
it sounded like he said, suck my dick.
No, I thought he said, the fucker in her pussy.
Oh, dude, either way.
Yeah. He said that in the, like, lunchroom or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got a hearing coming up.
What about I was thinking the Georgia player.
Yeah. That was an NCAA violation, and I...
For autographs, that's what I wasn't thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, he made money off of himself, so they feel the need to... let's not get into this.
I'm not even a big college fan, but I
that's
don't...
That's horse shit.
I don't 100%... they should change the rule. I don't think they should get rid of it. Change it. Maybe, like, you can't make an excess of this amount of money, but don't put it low. Don't be like, you can't make more than $100. No, you can't make more than $20,000 or something.
Yeah.
Because you're basically saying, we as a university can make millions off your name and likeness, but you can't make a dime until you're done with us. Fuck that.
Dude, they make billions of dollars off of these guys. And they make...
Billions of dollars.
They themselves, as in their money in their pocket, is zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel got in trouble for that. I think it was last year or the year before.
It's last year because that's why he did the money sign thing. But the thing is, he got in trouble, but it was one of those things they couldn't prove it.
Right. Ohio State got nailed...
Oh, for tattoos. That was a big thing.
They traded jerseys for tattoos.
Not just jerseys. They traded championship rings.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That too. But then they took and put the whole university's football program on suspension for it.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, we know that because we're from...
Exactly. Jameis Winston is facing a disciplinary hearing for sexual assault on an FSU student in December of 2012 now.
Oh, that was last year.
So, So he's starting early before he gets into the...
Yeah. Oh, dude, this kid is a knucklehead. There's nobody's going to draft this kid.
That was another thing. Did you guys hear about what Jerry Angelo said?
Who?
No.
Jerry Angelo is the former GM for the Bears.
Okay.
Half of the reason why I heard about it came up on some of my alerts, but I think it would have came on for just news for the NFL, is that he said that basically domestic violence has been going on, domestic assault and all that kind of, like, this has been going on for years in the NFL, and when he was within the NFL, like, I think the correct quote was, like, it happened hundreds and hundreds of times, and NFL didn't do anything about it, and the only reason why he never said anything about it, because that would put his team at a competitive disadvantage.
Right. I mean, there's a whole lot of blame to go on for what is now happening in the NFL. It's just like the steroids in baseball. Mm-hmm. Yes, they were banned, but as nobody's going to say anything.
Here's my opinion on that, and I know comedians have used this, and it's so true. Baseball fucking needed that.
They absolutely did. Coming off the strike seasons, and I think it was 96.
In the 90s, baseball just went downhill so much.
Because you can't take away, you just can't stop playing and expect to stay relevant.
Yeah. It goes back to what I've said many times of baseball is a radio sport, football is a television sport, and the more and more we get into...
And basketball is not a sport.
Shut up.
But no, the farther we get into TV, the more depth and the more things that, like, enhance football.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you get some of the camera angles now, because of what the XFL did. And, adds to it the high definition that makes you, some of these fields look immaculate.
Yeah.
The only difference that it makes for baseball is now maybe you can see blades of grass.
Yeah.
That's it. It's the same fucking sport. It's just not exciting.
You can see the straps as the guy's adjusting his fucking batting glove in the box, getting ready for a pitch.
Yeah.
Ugh. But I wouldn't be surprised if baseball or basketball doesn't give football a run for its money. It's a growing sport, and the NFL seems to be resting on their laurels to a point.
I will always say, this country as a whole, football has become our national pastime.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the biggest things is, obviously the Super Bowl and how big it's become,
mm-hmm.
and all that kind of stuff. And it's sitting high mm-hmm. up on a pedestal
right now.
But the thing that makes football what it is, there's one game a week. So it's easy to keep track of your team. They're either playing right now, it's either Thursday, Sunday, or Monday.
So it's not one day a week anymore.
Well, you have one game a week, as in your team plays on one day a week. I'm not saying that it's the exact same day. I'm saying you have one day a week, you know when your team's going to play.
Yeah.
And they're going to play one game. And then they're going to play again the next scheduled week, and so forth and so on. Your seasons are shorter. It's a lot easier to go from last to first, either within a season or from season to season. Look at teams like the Colts and the Chiefs.
Basketball is the same thing. If you draft, not nearly as well. Really, Cleveland Cavaliers before LeBron James, what were they?
Yeah, they were shit.
And they draft LeBron James, and they're going to the finals within, 3 years?
Then they get a number one pick again. They get Kyrie mm-hmm. Irving. What happens? I said it's a lot easier. It's still going to happen, and it's going to happen in every sport. But it's a lot easier in football.
There's plenty of first-round draft picks in the NFL that didn't work out either.
I hate NBA's draft.
Oh, it's so bad. They try too hard.
The lottery? The two-part draft. You have the one day during playoffs where it's like, all right, we're going to pick numbers. Why don't we just have the worst fucking team go first? That's something the NFL does right. It's like, okay, you were the worst team. You had a 1-15 rec. You get the first pick. Go ahead.
Everybody does. Every other sport except for basketball does. The worst team gets the first pick.
Even hockey?
But honestly, if the conspiracies are right, they started that because they had one of their teams, I think it was New York, that was like fifth on the list, and they wanted them to have the number one draft pick. So they started the lottery so that New York could get that number one draft pick.
Yeah, I don't fucking understand all that shit. But everything with football, going back to what I was saying, and even the your playoffs. Your playoffs? Playoffs! I could play the soundbite, but I'm not fucking up Pamela. But anyway, you have one playoff game a week, and then you get down to the championship game, it's one game, and it's a reason to celebrate. And I don't think you can do that with any other sport. Granted, you can have a party every day of the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals, in the World Series. But it's not as the same as when you have the Super Bowl party, because you know, one game, this is it.
Well, and that's part of the problem with the NBA. They play 82 games.
Yes.
And what, 40 of them might actually matter? And out of those 40, 20 are worth watching?
Yeah, that's my problem when it comes down to basketball is just the season never fucking goes away.
No, it doesn't.
And this was one of the bad years, and granted, it's partially to blame to my own hometown team. They're kind of my team, kind of my hometown team. I don't know, really, I'm not high on basketball anymore, but it's, you have your preseason, your regular season, your postseason. You have the time from postseason to free agency, which in basketball is not very long. Mm-hmm. And depending on how many free agents you have out there will be how much news coverage you get on it. Then you have the signing of those free agents. You have the aftermath of signing those free agents. And then you get into training camp or whatever the equivalent is. The season, after that, then it's preseason. Then it don't fucking go away.
It's 2 weeks away from tip-off already.
Did you not notice that NFL is the same? The NFL's almost the same.
The season's shorter.
It's shorter, but then there's combine season, then there's draft season, then there's preseason.
But from combine season
to the draft,
month. I'll say this: from the end of the Super Bowl, from the day after the Super Bowl till Hall of Fame game.
It's like 6 months.
There's really not a lot in there. Well,
yes,
it's 6 months. Name everything. But how much news coverage it really gets? A lot of their stuff is very lackluster.
ESPN covers the combine on a 24-hour rotation for the whole, I think it's week of the combine.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
The draft is an entire week worth of coverage.
The draft is, I understand that one. But other than, like, the draft
ridiculous.
Is literally, I think the draft is literally the high point of all of it, and the rest is, like, nowhere even close.
Yeah, because that's when all of these teams actually have hope for making a winning team.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them suck.
Like the Titans?
Yeah, well, no, that's a low point of our season, because we can't draft anybody. Fucking Vince Young.
I always said that about the Browns, but at least they're kind of turning it around.
Yeah, they haven't missed on a draft pick in a while. You can't afford to miss on first-round draft picks. It will kill you.
At least when we drafted Trent Richardson, we had the common decency to trade him away to the Colts for another first-round draft pick. Such a fucking steal.
I'll take back what I said. That was the fucking greatest trade Cleveland could have ever made.
Like, I remember...
I thought it was stupid.
I absolutely thought that was horrible.
When that first came up on either my phone or Facebook, wherever I first seen it, my initial split-second reaction was, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Then I thought about it, gave it another couple seconds, and I went, yeah, okay. We got a first-round draft pick out of it. Trent Richardson's running back.
You got more than just a first-round out of it.
But I'm saying we got at least
draft picks out of it, didn't you?
Yeah. But we got at least what we put into them.
Dude, you guys dodged a fucking bullet there.
Mm-hmm.
Big bullet. Mm-hmm. Now if you could dodge the other bullet of Josh Gordon. Too late. You're stuck with that one. Nobody wants that.
I don't think they don't want to get rid of him.
I think he'll be fine after this one when he comes back.
And he's supposedly getting drug tested like a motherfucker.
Except for the fact that this is like the third year in a row of this.
If it happens one more time, I can understand.
Gone.
Well, yeah,
he's
he'll be gone. But it sounds like everything's better. But it's one of those things. We'll see what happens. Kind of like when everything happened with Michael Vick, and he had signed with the Eagles, and everything was kind of like we were hearing good reports about him. A lot of people were still negative on him. Some people still are, but I still think it's like we need to wait and see how this plays out. We'll see if this has really changed him. And for example, Michael Vick, I think that really did change him. He's a better. Not a better, like, player skill set-wise.
Better human?
Yeah, well, he's... Like, I heard before, whenever he was with Atlanta, he was one of, like, last ones there, first one to leave type thing. And when he came to the Eagles after it, it was vice versa. First one there, last to leave. He was more dedicated. And, like, he kind of, like, everything he went through, he became a little bit more humble, hit back down to earth and all that kind of stuff. And I could... Like, that changed him. And I'm hoping this happens the same for Josh Gordon.
Well, some of that is maturity. I mean, you're also talking he was, what, 5 years older than what he was in Atlanta?
Well,
so it's maturity, too. But Josh Gordon has a history of making the same mistakes over and over and over and over again.
But like I said, he could possibly have learned from it. Supposedly, the drug test was secondhand smoke, whatever. I'll cut him the benefit of the doubt. If he, from here on out, if he doesn't fail a drug test,
he should be good.
Then okay. That's reason to believe him.
Let's say he doesn't fail a drug test. So when's the next DWI coming? He's got one of those charges hanging over his fucking head too. I mean, it's a constant thing with him.
What are the current rules on that, though?
On which?
DUI.
I don't know if it falls under the old rules.
See, that's the thing. That's
if it falls under the new one, my understanding, the DUI under the new rules is, like, worse than the drug suspensions.
Really?
Yes, because they got sick and tired of, you know, five players a week getting busted for DUI.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't blame them. I'm sorry. The NFL has a fucking phone number you can call to have a cab pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cost you a dime. But yet these fucking idiots still want to go out drinking and driving.
Yeah. Anyway. I think we've pissed off Cata long enough.
Every foreigner that might listen.
Yeah.
Where you at, Ant?
Sorry.
Except for Ant.
Sorry, Cata, but I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Mm-hmm.
James Storm.
Sorry. Not really.
Let's talk about
wrestling.
Yep.
Yay. And how great it is lately.
We can talk about other things besides just exactly what's going on lately. I mean, we can talk about other.
We can talk about Bound for Glory.
And we're done on that talk.
No. There's a little there.
What's that little there that you're talking about?
The fact that their biggest pay-per-view of the year does not actually have anything to do with their TV show.
Yeah, it's... And their champion's not on there.
What
either.
The fuck? And I don't think Lashley or Rude are on there, are they?
I know Lashley's not on there. I don't think
Rude's there either because there's no match.
I don't know. I don't watch that crap anymore.
And they were talking about the Dudleys facing like Abyss and somebody else. Really?
That's not good.
And it's going to be what, five matches with people we've never heard of or don't care about.
This is probably the last Bound for Glory we're going to see.
Honestly, if this is what they're going to do with it, please, let this be the last one.
Yeah.
Bound for bankruptcy.
Yes.
I don't, it's really disappointing. Because the TV show was getting better, but then you start thinking about it, it's like, where the hell's all this leading? It's not going anywhere. Their storylines are not going to pay off.
Yeah, you got to have good shows in New York. Okay, that's fine, whatever, but...
They had really good shows in New York.
Yeah, and then it's like, where'd they go from there? They back down the shitter. Like, think about it. WWE buys them and comes out with a DVD. Is it ever going to be called The Rise and Fall, or would it be The Start and Fall? It's going to never rise.
The never-ending fall of TNA. The
only
thing that I would love to see them buy TNA for is I want to hear the story of negotiating with the whole Christian and Ric Flair thing.
I'd love to know that, too.
Well, then you've also got the Hogan story. You've got the Sting story. A complete story on the Dudleys. I mean, there's a couple of DVDs you could complete with TNA.
Well, yeah, there's ones you complete, but I'm saying, like, if they were to do, like, a Rise and Fall type thing.
I just don't think that they were relevant enough to do that. They never had the impact that ECW even had.
Unintended.
Yeah, pretty much. God, I didn't even realize that. I just thought about it. I'm like, what are you
Did
God.
Did they have total nonstop action? Or is
action.
It not a lot of action?
It was... They weren't as bad as everybody makes them out to be.
No, there's been some good.
Well, there was good in WCW, too, but I still think WCW is a piece of shit.
Yeah. I tried to watch some Nitros, and I didn't make it very far.
I can't fucking do that. People, I'm sitting watching old WCW. Fuck that.
I can't
sit down and watch that shit.
I can watch, like, the hour-long documentaries on them. Those are pretty cool, but...
I can watch documentaries on anything.
Yeah.
But sitting down and reliving some of that stuff,
I don't want to relive it.
I could relive, like, highlights... But it's partially, and I'll always admit, I'm a WWE guy. I could sit and watch a lot of the new generation stuff when people said they were at their worst, but I love WWE. I always watched WCW, but I was never just that really thrilled with it.
Speaking of bad WCW, that Lucha Underground show, one of the announcers that was in the YouTube videos, Vampiro.
Ugh.
I liked him.
Shut up, Juggalo.
I liked Vampiro back in the day.
First pay-per-view wrestling pay-per-view I ever went to was Fall Brawl 2000, I want to say. It was WCW, it was in Buffalo, and Vampiro was there.
Wicked Clowns?
He was with them. There's a reason I went.
I never had a problem with Vampiro.
Was it Too Dope?
Shaggy Too Dope was there, so was Violent J. I saw Scott Steiner. This guy's a monster.
Joe Bruce?
Shut up!
Who the hell's Joe Bruce?
I didn't think Clown Posse.
Violent J, it's his real name.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't Vanilla Ice part of the Insane Clown Posse people now?
He's friends with them.
Yeah, he's friends.
Like, he's in the same... On the same tours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has been.
Dude.
Because when
I
was in the
ICB concert, they had two live crew.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would have been cool as fuck.
Dude, I fucking loved it. Two live crew was the original two live crew, too. Not, like, the, you know, half...
The remakes, yeah.
Yeah, it was the original guys. And, oh, my God, they were fucking nasty.
Don't worry, Shane. As much as I bust your balls, I used to be a juggalo too.
Absolutely.
And I actually went to a gathering.
What?
Yeah. Dude, the first one they had in Ohio was literally like 15 minutes down the road from me.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there was a big scene here in Dayton around that, and I liked the music. I did not get into that.
Oh, I went to the gathering. When I went to the gathering, Ice tea, Vanilla Ice was there.
Oh, this was long before that.
Oh, yeah, this was 19, no, not 19, this was 2003?
Dude, I'm thinking nice. 99 is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, for me, it had to be 2003. Twisted just came out with the Green Book.
Love that album.
I still love that album, too.
I have all their albums. I have all ICP's albums, too, so I'm not ashamed to say it. I'll listen to it once in a while, so it's just I'm not.
I have most Tasteless, which I still think that's a fairly good album. Freak Show had some of my favorites. Mirror was okay. Green Book was amazing, and that's the last album I have from them. ICP, I really stopped listening. I was actually not that long after I went to the Gathering, because the Gathering was just a bad experience. I'll get to that in a second. But up till the first Wraith.
Yep.
I went out like that day and bought it on there.
Oh, yeah.
But the only reason why I don't listen to them anymore is because that Gathering experience was just so bad for me. My car got broke into.
Shocking.
My CD collection was stolen.
Sounds right.
What else? The first day I was there, my car got towed. This is before I got broken into.
Good Lord.
Car got towed, and the towing company or whoever impounded it was basically taking advantage of people, but it's kind of like, well, I went to go pick it up after midnight, and they were like, oh, this costs X amount of money. I was like, well,
per day.
Yeah, per day, because it went past fucking midnight.
Yep.
Like, you motherfuckers.
Oh, it's a scam.
I got lucky because I was local. If you were driving around with ICP shit all over your car with out-of-state license plate, you were getting pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But me, I didn't have anything on my car, and I had local plates.
Yep.
So they weren't fucking going to bust me for shit. But what else? Fucking, I think the only cool thing happened was I did a report on Twisted, and I got it signed by them. I have no idea what happened to that report.
Nice.
I still have my program and my ticket. At least with the ticket, it's not really a ticket. It's actually kind of like this necklace that you wear.
Like a lanyard?
Kind of, but it was metal. The whole thing was metal.
Oh, really? Metal?
Yeah, it had a ticket number on it. I think it's in the shape of a puzzle piece. The program that I have from it is signed by a certain amount of people. I don't remember. I know Jump Steady was one of them. I don't remember who else. And all that's at my mom's house.
Very nice.
But I can still make fun of you because you have ICP tattoo like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I was dumb.
Yeah, I pretty much stopped with like Riddlebox and the Great
Malenko.
Yeah.
A Great Malenko is what got me into them. And then after a while, that was the only, well, for many years, that was the only CD that I had from because I was so poor. And then I eventually started, like, picking up random albums.
Now you can just find them all on the internet and steal them.
Yeah, I've done that.
I backed off on doing a lot of that because I'm getting, like, really bad shit that's slowing my computer down. So
quit downloading that gay porn.
I don't have to download. You don't have to download porn. It's free on the internet streaming. Why would you pay? Why would you download it?
Because I can't stream all the time.
Just about can.
I only have X amount of internet per month.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't want to.
And you'd rather use it on porn.
And let's say a file is 1 gigabyte. It could take up to 5 gigabytes to download that. Because I made the mistake, the last thing that I tried to download that was that big, like something like a video file, was the Doctor Who episode. And the episode was 1 gigabyte, and it literally took 5 gigabytes out of my data plan.
Jesus.
Yeah. I wasn't happy.
No.
So from that knife now on, like, I'll like go to YouTube and like rip stuff off YouTube, but that's it. I won't try to download any video. Oh, and here's the kicker. The Doctor Who episode, downloaded like shit.
I was gonna say it was a shitty episode.
No. It was like it kind of got corrupted. Like it didn't download right. And I was like, motherfucker, completely, utterly useless. But anyway, back to
I was gonna say, are we keeping any of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say if we're just gonna restart over, I'll go smoke a cigarette and let's do this.
No. Well,
now we're just doing anything goes.
But I do want to stick to the wrestling topic.
Yeah, we did talk TNA for a second.
Yes, we did.
And it wound up in ICP talk. But,
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wrestling.
That's how interesting TNA is.
Hornswoggle.
Leprechaun.
No, he's not a leprechaun anymore.
Worst movie ever.
He's got a new one coming out. It's called Gator. He dresses as a gator and goes around and kills people.
I thought it was a movie about a gay gator.
So Darren Young?
Gator.
I'm going to try to figure out how they're going to, since everybody seems to think the bunny's going to be Darren Young. See, now I think it's going to be the gator. I think the gator, and they're going to play it off as it's always been Darren Young in the suit.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What's the difference between what's Sami Zayn, 6 foot, 170-pound man, and then you're going to put a 6'3", 270-pound man in the suit and claim they're the same person?
Yeah.
Why not?
You know how it works.
You know. I've never seen Darren Young do a fucking frog splash.
He could do it.
He probably could. He probably also hurt somebody while he's doing it.
Put his ass into it.
It's called a stunt double.
Okay, that is one of the good parts of fucking Raw. Damian Sandow mimicking The Miz is fucking fantastic.
It's funnier now, I'll give you that.
Dude, did you watch Raw at all?
A little bit here and there, but yeah, I did see that part.
He's even mimicking the stuff in the ring. Like, standing outside the ring, he mimics putting somebody in a figure four. Yeah, I know. He mimics somebody putting... Goddamn, man. Fuck you. He's mimicking putting someone in a figure four. Dude, it's fucking fantastic.
There's one
good thing about Raw.
Yeah, but here... What's the payoff going to be?
Them two fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
With Sandow in the face?
Stop. Okay. What difference does it make what the payoff is if they're telling a story?
I was just wondering.
It doesn't have to be for something all the time.
Which reminds me, are you sucking on a lollipop or something?
Is
a cock flavor lollipop?
No, it's a big hard dildo.
It's a cough drop.
He's rattling it around on his teeth.
You're about as useless as a cock-flavored lollipop.
I'm sure somebody would enjoy a cock-flavored lollipop. Shane.
No one gets that reference?
No.
Dodgeball?
I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah, once again.
I've watched that movie so many times.
I've seen it a bunch, but...
The unrated version. Oh my god, it's fucking hilarious. I think that might be one of the unrated version parts.
You would think so. I think the last time I saw it was like on USA Channel, so all that was cut out.
Oh, yeah. The best.
Yeah, the best parts were gone.
as I know it goes on Comedy Central, get a box of condoms, that stuff we used to back the day. What was it called? Pudding.
What?
Half-baked.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
The Comedy Central version is Puddin'. I think it was the first time I ever watched a movie was actually on Comedy Central, and I knew the line was pussy, but hearing it made me and a bunch of my friends just bust up laughing.
Yeah. TV. So fucking worried about everything.
It's
when the news is covering things that are five times worse.
Yeah, beheadings and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Yeah, but
somebody says pussy on TV.
Pussy.
But it's always, too, it's like, get that stuff, beats back, what was it called? Oh, yeah, pudding!
Yeah.
Back to wrestling.
Yep.
How about
Kiwi Tutson in a video on Facebook of girls' boobs bouncing? Way to go, gay man. I'm proud of you.
I was actually going
to... Hey, he can appreciate them, too. I mean...
I know. I was like, holy hell, good for you, Kiwi.
Here's the thing about gay men. They will actually kind of appreciate a woman that looks good. Like, they'll be like, oh, damn, look at her. You never really see that the other way around. You never see, like, a gay chick admiring, like, yeah, he's pretty hot.
I can't say I know either direction there.
No, where they're like, look at his truck.
He's got a good flannel. I really like that mullet.
Yeah.
If only I could grow beard like that.
Only if you could. But I was going to bring up back to wrestling what Dean Ambrose said.
The Attitude Era was overrated?
The exact quote is, I'm just talking about the Attitude Era. I don't like my wrestling or entertainment in general to be too clean or predictable for me as a fan. Well, I'm not going to read all this. Fuck that. I'm really bad at that. A lot of people, he said, like, a lot of people talk about the Attitude Era being so great, but a lot of terrible crap, sex jokes, over-the-top, terrible, bad comedy. It was Jerry Springer-like.
Katie Vick.
Yeah.
Yep.
People overdo the greatness of the Attitude Era. It was great because of Stone Cold and The Rock.
Hold on. He also said they made jokes about women's breasts. Hilarious. But where's the wrestling?
Puppies?
Yeah. Puppies!
But yeah, the Attitude Era, the Rock and the Stone Colds and stuff like that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. A lot of the rest of it, the Val Venuses, the Cut My Pee-Pee and...
Yo, Pee-Pee Go Chop Chop!
Exactly. That was some... Oh. Horrible.
May Young giving birth to a fucking hand.
Yeah. Well, he says, I look back on a lot of this stuff now, and I'm like, where's the wrestling? It's just a lot of crappy jokes.
It really is. Mm-hmm. You've watched a lot of the segments. They're not showing you wrestling. They're showing mm-hmm. you the backstage segments.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a point. He really, but it's not getting any better.
You're not going to make fun of Ambrose, because everybody likes Ambrose?
No, because I actually agree with him. But he's become part of that, too. You know what I mean? With the bad humor, the pouring, squirting ketchup and mustard on people, and...
But what he's kind of saying is, like...
But he can wrestle, so it's okay.
Well, look at how much wrestling was actually going on at the time. Like, how many really great wrestlers you had in the Attitude Era.
Oh, there were some really good ones.
Not nearly as many as there are now.
Well, you had Jericho, Benoit, Guerrero.
That's your, hold on. First one you named, that's late Attitude Era.
Yeah, because they were WCW before when most of that started. Mm. The tag matches that they had with the Dudleys and the Edge and Christians and the Hardys were all freaking phenomenal matches.
Attitude Era?
I think the late Attitude Era destroyed the early Attitude Era, though, so everybody's going to go to the later Attitude Era.
If you want to talk about the beginning, you had Bret Hart. Well, I guess that was a little before, maybe. Although he kind of started the Attitude Era.
But at the same time, what do you consider the Attitude Era? That's the whole thing, too. And what fans consider the Attitude Era. Because
96 to 01.
Yeah, I was thinking the original formation of DX with Shawn and Triple H.
Okay, so that's 97.
Was that 97? I thought that was late 96.
No.
It's somewhere in there.
Because early 97 was when Shawn Michaels gave the belt up. He lost a smile.
And if you remember right, it was it was Bret Hart that kind of pushed the language barrier of what was acceptable on WWE TV before that.
But he's a bitter old man.
He is now, but back then, he was pushing the boundaries of what was allowed to be said on WWE TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how far? I mean, you could actually go back that far and add that part in. Or you can go with the screw job as the beginning of it. I mean, that kind of kick-started everything.
To me, the Attitude Era kind of began with Austin 316.
Or is it a little later than that with Tyson?
That could have been, like, from Austin to Tyson. Well, actually, no. From Austin to the screw job could have been the what we could consider transition period.
Right.
Where basically you're saying this is where the new generation era started to end, and they were going to usher in this new era.
Right.
But it's not something that was going to happen overnight.
Right.
No, nothing's going to happen overnight. Just like right now, we are clearly in a transition period.
Mm-hmm.
So in a year, we'll be in a better place.
This is the reality era. That's what they are telling me.
This is a transition period. This is a transition period from the PG John Cena to the less PG Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, on and on and on.
I still think it's going to be PG.
I think it'll be PG, but I think it'll be an edgier PG than what we're getting. I think there's going to be less poopy jokes.
Because I think like a lot of people take this whole like, oh, PG era sucks and blah, blah.
No, it's not PG.
But it's...
It's not the PG that I have a problem with. It's the PC. Not everything has to be politically fucking correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, issuing an apology because they tore down a flag.
That is
and they turn around and do it the step.
That's storyline.
WWE legitimately issued a statement about it.
And as far as what they're saying, and I kind of believe it, that is storyline. Granted, they issued it, but they're doing it as part of a storyline. At the same time, too, you don't want to disrupt those fans.
Like I said, PC. Piss people off. If you haven't noticed, when people are pissed off, they will interact more often.
Depending on who you piss off. There's a lot of people you get pissed off, they'll turn off the product and not come back.
Some, but I don't know. You got plenty of people on the internet that are pissed off all the time and they still keep watching.
But they're not as pissed off about that.
Oh, they sure act like it.
Well, like, that's the IWC. And no, it's not the IWC.
What does that mean?
It's Dan's phrase of the internet, because he wants to take back the phrase IWC to mean the Intelligent Wrestling Community. And he says the IWEC is the Internet Wrestling Echo Chamber because all it is like a bunch of echoes. Someone says something and it just repeated blah, blah, blah. No. It's the IWC, the Internet Wrestling Community. It's not an echo chamber because it's not being echoed. All these people are so stupid they have the same fucking opinion. It's not a regurgitated opinion. It's the same fucking opinion from idiots. Right. And it's just this overall consensus, and it's referred to as the Internet Wrestling Community. Those are the ones who get on Twitter. You're not going to reclaim the IWC. That is a stigma. It's going to sit there. The proper term is the Intelligent Wrestling Fan.
There's like five of them.
Me and who else?
Yeah, you, please.
How am I not?
I don't know. Just not a good. The other thing is the fucking fans that constantly, well, if you do this, I'm going to quit watching. Devil fan. says he's going to quit watching every single week.
Do you know, you would know, but I grew up with my dad saying that all the fucking time.
Once again, we're back to if you piss people off, they are not going away.
But I'm going back to that whole thing. If you if you're from Russia and you are watching, that could piss you off to not want to watch. So I can completely...
It could also piss you off to the point that you want to see that person get there.
First of two, Big Show.
Yes. So you babyface... God.
It's like a double-edged sword. Well,
you can't insult someone's patriotism. And sometimes insulting, like...
What is the...
Well, granted, yeah, I mean, what I mean is, like, the flag, because how that is. Granted, yes, we spent time in the Attitude Era sticking a flag up your nose, and actually I kind of wanted
Big Show to... with it.
I wanted Big Show to do that instead of pulling it down. I wanted to stick it up his nose since I had just watched the Monday Night Wars talking about it.
But, that ain't going to happen.
Well, but still, I understand them releasing the statement. It actually does make sense that this is a part of their storyline. The statement was going to be a part of their storyline.
Does everything have to be politically correct? Does JBL have to issue a statement because he pissed off one of the colognes?
Did he? I can't remember.
Yeah, he did a while back. He said something about him owing him money on a TV show and had to issue a statement saying that he apologized for it, and it's getting old.
Why do people care, though? I think complaining about political correctness is just as bad as doing it, then.
Huh?
You complaining about it is just as bad as someone having to do stuff to be politically correct.
We're reviewing a show. Or a product.
Well, no, that's just in general.
I'm confused here.
About WWE being politically correct.
No, about how it's just as bad for me to say that I don't want them to be it.
Because there's just as many people that complain about being PC as there are people that are bitching that it's too PC. I think I said that wrong.
Yeah, but they're completely politically correct. Well, everything they do is politically correct.
But the thing is, you weren't saying just WWE. You sound like you were talking.
Well, we're talking about WWE specifically.
But do you have the same view in the world in general? That's what
to
I'm,
a point, it depends on what it is, though. I mean, it's always a case-by-case basis. On my TV, no. I'm more than happy to be pissed off about something.
Yeah. Like you show those ISIS videos, I'm ready to throw my TV through a fucking window and rage against a machine.
But you still watch it.
Which is how it works. Fucking A, because it pisses me off, and I hope we fucking nuke them.
That's only one of the benefits for me being on the road. I don't stay up on news.
Yeah, you ain't missing
kinda,
much.
It's actually really fucking depressing.
Yeah, you
we're
really
gonna die of this Ebola, much. And people are cutting their heads off.
Well, I knew about Ebola.
I
still like the joke that everybody should. Well, I think did I say that on NFL Easy Picks? Everybody should go to a Cowboy Stadium because nothing gets caught there.
And you said about the Jacksonville.
Yeah, the mascot.
It got in trouble for the.
Quit getting butt hurt by everything.
Yeah. See, some jokes, like, it's like, it was a fucking joke.
Exactly.
You know, I can see where people, you know, are like, come on, give it a break, it was a joke. And then I can see where some people are like, hey, you might have went too far there, but just fucking relax kind of deal. Like, you don't have to be all prim and proper all the time. You can cut loose once in a while.
Kick off your Sunday shoes.
Yeah,
Louie.
Now everybody's not listening no more.
They quit listening when we said football.
I gotta wonder what Cabot did. Did he bang his head on the wall? Did he hit fast forward? Did he throw
he
throw his something?
He
turned it off.
Tablet.
We didn't say to Jerry Nakanumu or some shit, and he turned it off.
You pronounced it wrong.
I'm sorry.
It's to Jerry Nakamemu.
Yeah, and let's get this right. Okay, New Japan is the greatest wrestling. Who is part of the best faction in New Japan? Jeff fucking Jarrett.
I'm just not into fucking Jeff
Jarrett is in the greatest faction alive.
What's the greatest faction we'll have? The Bullet Club?
Yep.
Oh, you mean the wannabe thrown up NWO group?
Actually, I think, weren't they before? No, it wasn't them. Who was the one before the NWO? The Japanese group that...
Well, they do the NWO sign and all that.
Oh, yeah,
shit,
they do the Too Sweet. Yes, they still do that.
Hashtag to the table if you know what it is.
But at least now they have a member that was in the NWO originally, or at one point.
Jeff fucking Jarrett.
Jeff fucking Jarrett. And tweet the table about your love for Jeff Jarrett, by the way.
Yes, please do. That would be amazing.
Yes, please do. Talk about his career highlights.
Sometimes when I think of Jeff Jarrett, I hear his old music in my head, the old country music. I see the hat
with the double J.
With the JJ.
Oh, lighten up. Oh, my God.
Lighten up, blinking with the glasses.
That was awful.
And he's doing the Ric Flair strut, which I
seen. With the stripes.
I seen Jarrett do the strut before I seen Flair do the strut.
That says a lot about you.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst. And then he wore like the strips of material up his chest for some reason. Oh,
the
God, that
suspenders.
Was awful. And there was three of them. What are you? That's like the three-titted lady on Total Recall. Weird.
That was pretty sweet. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was more than three, I thought.
I want to see.
I thought there were only three stripes. I'm talking about stripes, not titties.
I don't like three titties.
No, do you guys remember his hit single?
With My Baby Tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is Jerry's?
Yeah.
Well, it was a Road Dog.
Yeah.
Just sung it, but...
The Road Dog actually has some rhythmic ability. I don't want to say musical ability, because that's pretty much a stretch, but...
That damn near rap.
Dude, Road Dog was the shit. I'm sorry. That fucking entrance that they made every show, according to him, that was all off the top of his head. That's fucking amazing.
What, the New Age Outlaw stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And they had a good, three, four-year run at that?
Yep.
And you figure every Raw, was SmackDown a thing then? No, it wasn't quite yet, was it?
No.
It would have been Thunder. Yeah.
It was Thunder because they were in WCW. Yes.
No, what was the second show for WWE, or F?
Was it Sunday Night Heat?
There was Heat. I thought there was a
Shotgun Saturday Night.
I thought there was a midweek one, too.
No, nothing else was midweek besides SmackDown.
I don't fucking remember. I missed a lot of that because... You know, I had things going on like football practice and work and...
Wait, you played football?
And wrestled, yes.
But you can't
Sumo?
Read subtitles of a movie because it's too much work.
It is too much work. No, actually, honestly...
You didn't answer my question.
What?
Sumo?
No, I used to like amateur.
calling you fat.
I know what you're doing. That was one of the news stories that it was kind of depressing was the AM Raw going away. Because that's how I watched most of my wrestling through the Attitude Era, was AM Raw.
Well, yeah. They didn't have AM Raw back then.
Yeah, they did. That's been
around
for
a Raw Rewind show back in the day.
Yeah, they've had Raw Rewind, and then there's other shows that were around, like, that end up being recap shows, like Superstars turned into one at the end of its original run. Mania, Mania, Livewire.
All I know is most of the time that I caught Raw was at Saturday or, I guess, Sunday mornings, fucking, 3 in the morning, trying to watch, trying to catch up.
That's how I used to get my ECW was Monday mornings at 1 a.m. was the only time I could ever watch it.
What the heck?
Okay.
We the people.
We
are silent.
The motherfucking people.
Boom, boom, boom.
My internet's just running slow because I'm posting the call. Trying to find other stories we could talk about.
The Owen Hart, did you see that?
No.
Hold on. I got it here on my phone. A new documentary on the creation of the Owen Hart Foundation is set to open at 2014 Monaco International Film Festival. The film, The Owen Hart Foundation, A Look Back, was directed by Owen Hart's wife, Martha Hart. The film screening is set for December 5th. Now, I don't...
Is it one on his life?
It sounds like it may be on his charity, but what was his charity?
No, there was a charity that was founded after he died.
Yeah, that's what this is, I guess.
Well, what I'm saying, like, it's much like a lot of people, like, there's a Chris Farley Foundation, so I don't know what it would, like, I don't know what his foundation or his charity is even on.
I don't either, but how do you not cover, you know, his death as part of that?
But the only thing is, like, if they were to do one, it has to be all from home video footage. Can't, like, obviously contain anything WWE.
Well, wasn't that the fight the whole time that his name was the Hart families, not the WWE's?
It was like they couldn't. She didn't want them to use his likeness and everything for sales. Like, I don't understand that, but...
Yeah, I don't either.
WWE still own... Like, that's still WWE's footage.
Right.
I'm probably shooting myself in the foot here, but... AMC's no longer... has canceled the Resistance Pro Series.
I was just about to talk about that.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
That sucks. Hold on.
Yeah, that was actually, like... That could have been cool.
Dead Air. Love it.
Well, that's going to be edited out.
Oh.
As long as no one talks, it could easily be edited out.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Wow. These drugs are killing me.
Yeah, I don't...
I just did Lionel Richie.
It just says the network has canceled Arm Wrestling Unscripted Game of Arms.
Because that was the greatest show ever.
And as well as the Fourth and Loud around KISS's Arena Football League team.
That was good.
But yeah, it doesn't really say why. So it just means it's already been taped, if I'm not mistaken. Like, all the shows have already been taped. They were just waiting to show them.
So they're not going to show them now?
I'm going to guess he's going to go shop it at another network.
Yeah. It seems like...
Or a Netflix.
It seems like wrestling right now, two channels are at, like, an all-time low.
Yeah, it's... Well, and it's a bad season... I mean, bad time for wrestling, because there's... If WWE is good and hot... All of wrestling is good and hot. If they're down, it's all down.
But I think it's like if, which it kind of proves that like if you're not WWE, you ain't shit. Like if people saying, oh well, TNA is like second greatest company, blah blah blah. No, I think a lot of these companies are kind of looking at it. You're not WWE, you ain't shit. It's like if another, if another professional football league popped up and wanted to get airtime, people would look at it like you're not the NFL.
The XFL tried it. How'd that work for them?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not just the XFL. There was the USFL. There
CFL.
Was the World League.
Oh, no, CFL's still around now.
Yeah, CFL's still around. The World League. God damn, there's been a ton. I mean, Arena League found a niche. But... And I think they run in the off seasons.
Yeah, I was about to say, a way for football fans to enjoy the product all year round, but with like two different teams. Like, technically, the Cleveland team made it to the whatever their Super
Final.
Bowl.
Yeah, the final.
And I still didn't pay that much attention. I know they got their ass kicked.
I mean, if I'm not doing something on a Saturday and I see it on ESPN, I'm like, oh, neat, and turn it on for a second. But
I thought they played on the I thought they played it on the NFL Network.
On where?
I thought they played it on the NFL Network.
I don't know. They used to be on ESPN.
I don't know.
Some of the catches stuff they do off the walls are
amazing. It's ridiculous.
C- Okay, what about Brock Lesnar not being on the pay-per-view?
It's horrible.
It doesn't bother me in the fucking least. People are way overreacting.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, here are your options. Brock Lesnar not on the show, or Brock Lesnar facing the Big Show?
Okay.
True.
If Brock Lesnar's on this show, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose is not going to be the feature.
Right.
Now, at least they get the feature. And this idea that, oh, there's 3 weeks to go and there's nothing on the card. There's two matches between, there's the match between Cena and Ambrose. The match between what's probably going to be Cena and Rollins. Actually, it'll probably end up being a triple threat between all three of them. They're setting up Ziggler versus Cesaro. They're setting up Sheamus versus The Miz, which I don't understand how you flip the opponents. It's kind of stupid, but so there's five matches basically that are already set. Oh, and a tag team match between the Rhodes's and the Usos's. So how there's six matches. How many matches are going to be on the card? Oh wait,
there's eight.
There's going to be a Divas match.
Only seven.
So how many more matches do you want set up for the show?
Works for me.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny, too. People will bitch about, like, oh, they're not putting, like, young talent or blah, blah. Well, they just opened up a match, basically.
Yeah, basically, they opened it up so that Seth Rollins can be in the main event.
Mm-hmm.
If Brock Lesnar was on the show, he would be the last match. He would be the main event.
Mm-hmm.
He's not on the show, which opens the door for, like I said, what's probably going to wind up as a triple threat, because this is probably what's going to happen. Cena Ambrose will have a 15-minute match. Rollins will interfere. They'll come out. They'll make it a triple threat. It is what it is.
To quote you, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So where's the problem? I don't want to watch Brock versus Big Show again. People need to chill.
Absolutely.
Hey. It's my catchphrase. Or, I'm sorry, my go-to phrase.
Absolutely.
I got your absolutely right here in my goddamn pants, boy.
Lead balloon.
Is it a cupcake?
You can lick it like it's a cupcake.
For fuck's sake.
I'll put some icing on it, too, if you really want.
The correct answer would be cream filled.
It would no. I'm gonna give you a natural icing to it. Also.
Dust filled, remember? Dust filled.
Nesquik. Nesquik. But yeah, I have zero problem with Brock not being on the card.
I just think the title should be defended on every pay-per-view, but...
I think the title should be fucking special and not something that is... Well, it's there, it has to be there, or it's not... It's not special if it's defended all the fucking time. It's special when it's not defended all the time. It means something.
Mm-hmm.
And really, are you going to put Big Show and Brock in a cage?
No.
Because more... I mean... Traditionally, the cage should mean something. But if it's just going to be stuck on the main event, no matter what, that sucks.
No.
Now, what I would... One thing I do wish they would do is put AJ and Paige in the Hell in the Cell. I think that's the only step left for those two.
Here's the problem with that. Women in that... Well, women in wrestling in general, people don't notice this, but after seeing like a bunch of women's matches live, that's when I've really started to pick up on it. They don't move in the ring the same way that men do.
No, they don't.
You know, because a lot of them, they're lighter, they're smaller. So even like the way they do moves in the ring, it won't come off the same. And seeing them in a huge Hell in the Cell or even a cage, it's out of place.
It is a little, but I think...
And I've actually seen a women's cage match, too.
Yeah.
In a pink cage.
Oh, God. Say the boobs. I love the sign there on Raw. It was Save the Twins.
Well,
and they kept showing it over and over again because I think they thought it meant the Bellas. It does not mean the Bellas.
They have a shirt that says Save the Twins.
Do they really?
Yes.
The WWE or?
Yes.
The Susan G. Coleman Million Dollar Company that hasn't found a cure yet.
The WWE.
Oh, wow. I didn't think they did.
Yeah, we think we talked about it on DSJMP.
I would assume I listened to what any of you had to say.
But you listened.
I listened. That didn't mean I heard what you said. It was in my ears like white noise.
Why does it got to be white noise?
Because black noise is bad.
Wow.
What about brown noise?
That's a whole different thing. Brown noise is what's going to happen probably as soon as I get off this phone call.
Oh, my God.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
At least it's not...
Or a real good...
God. Dicks.
Nestle quick.
It's not gravy.
Oh, no, that definitely isn't gravy. Although they do have gravy in that in the powder form. Just add water.
What do we think, going back to Brock Lesnar, what do we think is going to happen to him after WrestleMania? Because that's when his contract's over. And there's been no talks of a re-signing.
Well, you're not going to hear about a re-signing until closer to the time. I don't think... he's got the perfect fucking schedule. And definitely now that you add, like, a Kurt Angle, who's now supposedly discussing a part-time schedule. Randy Orton supposedly just signed a part-time schedule. This is the kind of the wave of the future, which I'm fine with. I'm perfectly fine with that. You know, give me time away to miss you.
Mm.
When you're on my TV every single week, you get on my nerves, and I don't want to see you anymore, John Cena. I like it.
I'm just trying to figure out whether he'll want to, because supposedly I've talked that he could go back to MMA, and would he want to do that?
I don't think so. He's not going back to the UFC for sure. He may want to because he's kind of ADD like that, but I think he would find out real quick that he's not healthy enough for that. Because if I'm not mistaken, that diverticulitis stuff doesn't just go away.
No, it's always there.
It's always there. It's kind of like Crohn's. It's always there. I mean, he's got the perfect damn deal. I'll show up for three Raws or two Raws preceding or before a pay-per-view and then go away for 3 months and get paid millions of dollars.
$5 million a year.
Supposedly.
I'll do that job.
No shit. And live out in the boonies and sleep with Sable.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
It's hard life.
Man. Tough living.
Mm-hmm.
At least he doesn't show up every single time he comes with a fucking hunting jacket, a pair of cowboy boots, or a pair of hunting boots.
Ted DiBiase?
Yeah, DiBiase. Honestly, do you think Michaels will ever get back in the ring again?
No.
No.
You don't think so?
I think he had a full career.
You don't think he'll come back for one more match?
Nope. No.
I don't know.
I think he's satisfied with everything.
I do, but I think it's going to come a time that he actually does want to get back in the ring. And I got a feeling it's going to be with Daniel Bryan. I really think that's the one, the one thing that would bring him out of retirement.
Yeah, but it's like now we're talking about Stone Cold making a return. Who's going to be that opponent when the one guy we wanted him to see is gone?
Oh, no. I want to see him wrestle the new Stone Cold, supposedly, and Dean Ambrose.
See, that don't interest me at all.
The mic work interests me. The in-ring, I said on Twitter to somebody who was talking about it, might have been The Rock. Twitter, like I said on Twitter, at the Mop Jockey. I don't want to see him come back in the ring. I do want to see him back on my TV, though. You know, doing a role, like a speaking role. Because he's such a good talker like that.
Yeah.
So him and Dean Ambrose cutting promos back and forth would be fucking awesome.
What about Punk?
I wouldn't mind seeing Punk in Austin. But other than that, Punk can take his little spoiled wah-wah ass and go somewhere else. Stop taking pictures of me. I'm famous, but I don't want to be. I just want the money from it. Bitch.
Sounds like he's ready to become Brock Lesnar when you come to think about it.
Yeah. No, actually, from what I'm... Everything everybody's saying is he has no fucking interest to come back.
I think that's right now. Eventually he... Something could happen to where he comes back.
There is absolutely no absolute for certains in wrestling at all.
Right. But he's not your everyday person, though. I mean, that guy is himself, so... It would not surprise me if we never saw him again.
No, I guess TNA offered him a big contract, and of course it has to be a new story because they offered, I'm sure TNA has offered every fucking ex-WWE person alive a contract.
But of all people to offer to Punk, who I think is pretty much against them in general, and granted it was probably like, yeah, we'll try our shots, but it's like you didn't really think that pan out, did you?
Hey. Everybody's got a price, remember? Mm. Everybody has a price. Money. Anyway.
Right.
Okay, like you don't know DiBiase's theme song. Shut up.
Of course I know DiBiase's theme song.
Yeah.
But, CM Punk, go away.
He did go away.
Go away further. I still have to hear your fucking name. I will say, at least Brooklyn did not fucking chant for him.
Thank God, because
that's what about, what about when AJ was out?
Oh no, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Really?
Mm-mm, it was great. You know, because AJ and Punk are the same person. That's why it also annoys me that Brie Bella does the yes chant.
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
Nah, doesn't bother me.
It's like. She's using it to get over on his back. It annoys me. You are not him.
On hers.
No, she needs to fucking learn how to speak on a microphone and actually get over with the crowd and be fucking entertaining.
You know.
No, that's Nikki.
I was about to say, that's fucking Nikki. That's not her.
They're the same person. Except for one has bigger boobs.
One has bigger boobs, and one's married, and the other one's not.
And I'm sorry.
The other one wants to be married.
I don't care what anybody says. Nikki is clearly the hotter one.
I like Brie better.
Dude, give me some junk in the trunk. Give me Nikki.
I like that, too, but I couldn't stand...
Brie is a twig. Nikki. Oh, I can't stand her attitude and the way she talks or anything else about her, but she looks good.
Yeah.
I don't like twigs.
I don't either, but...
It's just like Paige and AJ. I don't like 12-year-old girls. I'm not into the pedophile thing, sorry.
At least Brie doesn't really look like...
A child?
Yeah.
Of course, she's also 32. So if she still looks like she's 12, then something's wrong.
Yeah, but how old is AJ? 25,
26.
No, she's got to be a little bit older than that.
I don't know. There's this thing. It's called a Google.
I'm setting my fantasy lineup, so you do that.
I'm looking. AJ Lee.
It's too much work.
She's 27.
Kiss.
And still looks like a child.
Wow. Punk's 6 years older than her? 6 or 7.
I thought he's 34?
Yeah, 33, 34.
CM Blunk is 35.
Jesus.
He's getting ready to turn 29, or 39, 36. God damn it.
Oh, he just jumped a decade.
Yeah.
That would mean...
He's born in 78. That would mean what?
I got a friend who's literally born 1 year to the day before him. So that means he's
37.
Holy shit.
Yep.
And did you notice, looking at his birth date, that's the date that, not the year-wise, but date-wise, month and day, Back to the Future was set.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is ironic as hell.
Only reason why I know it is my friend was literally born on the exact day that it was in 1985.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. That would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah, not a big... Back to the Future fan.
Oh, you're crazy. Well, you aren't old enough to appreciate it.
My friend whose birthday was only like 6 months difference.
Like I said, have a time
you're not. Yeah, you're not old enough to appreciate it.
Yeah, I love Back to the Future. One, absolutely. Two was okay. Three sucked.
Yeah, they can't all be perfect.
Three was. I thought three wasn't too bad. Three was just different. My problem is. Two, it was almost too much like one. There's times that I try to gotta remember, like, okay, was that one or two?
Cough drop, please.
You want a cock drop?
No, I need another cough drop.
You need a cock drop is what you need.
Yeah.
How about Medusa being hospitalized after a monster truck show accident? And that's only the headline.
Why, did she take the exhaust into her puss?
Yeah. Who knows?
How old is Medusa now?
54.
50-ish? I'm not going to get... I might be able to pull that up.
Doesn't show in the article.
I'm looking her up on Wikipedia. She's 50.
It was a monster truck show in Australia.
Wow.
Oh.
Not America.
Wait. She is an American monster truck driver.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's see here. In her monster business...
What's her real name?
Oh, God. Deborah...
Okay. In this news article that I'm looking at, it doesn't say her name, like her real name, but it starts off like former WWE's women's wrestler Alundra Blaze, who was known as Medusa in WCW, and like it doesn't have her real name, so it made me think, like, Alundra Blaze is not her fucking name.
Yeah, no. But yeah, it sounds like she's been a monster truck driver since 99.
Yeah, she really liked it.
And it's showing a picture of her truck. It's a pink truck that says Medusa on it.
How original.
Oh, gosh, she was so washed. I think she's high on the list of don't ever expect her in the WWE Hall of Fame.
I think at some point they'll put her in.
She threw a fucking title in a garbage can. No, she's not.
I think once Vince goes away, she will get in. Even if it's post-mortem.
I don't know, because I was just listening to an old episode of Impact Players, and we were talking about... Actually, Shane, you were on this episode. You might remember it.
Holy hell.
We were talking about... It was right before WrestleMania last year. We were talking about how Trish was going in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And how it wasn't Lita inducting her. And they were bitching up, like, oh, that's so bullshit, that's contrived, blah, 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 just spewing bullshit just because they didn't fucking agree with it.
Right.
And how, but my point is, like, when I look back and think about it, like, okay, look how it went. Trish was inducted last year. Lita was inducted this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of skipping any early 90s women wrestlers.
Because I think the only, there's Medusa and who?
Of the ones that wrestle, I mean, granted, that would
Luna?
Be the only, hold on, that would be the only one of note. Luna, hold on. Yeah, Luna would be second. Your others would be,
Is she Hall of Fame worthy?
Bertha who?
Luna.
Yeah.
No.
She doesn't go in for being a wrestler, she goes more in for being a valet. She didn't do a whole lot of wrestling, but she did do a little bit with Alundra Blaze, but she also was the valet for Shawn Michaels, Bam Bam Bigelow, Goldust.
Does she count as a CM Punk's valet? No, that was a different chick, wasn't it? The bald chick. God damn it, who was that?
Serena.
Serena, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
I got them confused.
How do you get those two confused?
Bald women.
Seeing how...
Bald women.
I think Luna might have been dead by the time that happened.
I don't know.
That's the other thing, too. Luna's dead.
All the more reason to put her in.
Well, yeah, definitely all the more reason to put her in. She would definitely deserve it. Of that early 90s, what I was saying, those are the only two of Hall of Fame note. Obviously, they didn't do Alundra.
And she died in 2010.
She died 2010, I thought sooner. Because I don't think WWE made a big deal about it, so it's really hard to remember when it happened. But other than that, the only two wrestlers that I remember that were in that era were Bertha Faye, who's also dead, and Bull Nakano. Who's now a women's golfer.
I thought there was something with that Bull Nakano.
Golfer.
No, I mean, like, she did something spectacular wrestling-wise.
Not in WWE.
Who's in New Japan? Ask Heta.
Yeah. There was a women's division at that time was not very good.
There was Glow Wrestling.
Oh my god, yeah. I remember that.
Dude, I watched the shit out of that. Okay, I'm not gonna lie.
So did I.
Oh my god, I watched the shit out of that awful stuff.
And I was younger, so I, you know, back then it was real to me. They had like this voodoo chick that literally would make me cry. I was so scared of her.
The fat black woman?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, I would cry.
I can't remember her name. Have you ever watched that documentary on Glow?
No, and I want to.
Yeah, they. I don't know. Remember which one? I think it was on that documentary. They showed because she's like Samoan or whatever. She's not black, but yeah. She. I guess she went through some really, really bad hell stuff.
Damn. I've checked that out because oh my god! I remember Saturday night sitting down and watching that shit. Loved it.
Yep.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Okay, whatever one you have your microphone that far close to your nose, you need to move it.
I don't know which one of it is.
Might be me. I'm sick.
Well, we can also hear you clanging around the fucking cough drop in your mouth. It's not like you're just sucking on it or, like, moving around with your teeth.
But then again, if you're talking about the Bull Nakano, you could use the Japanese stuff. Because, you know, like Abdullah the Butcher, how much WWE is there actually in him? Or that did he actually do? Mm. There just really isn't that many women for them to continue one a year. And especially when you're not going to do China. China's one that will never get in the WWE Hall of Fame.
No.
I think I'm trying to figure.
Because of the relationship with Triple H and Stephanie.
Oh, no, I know that. I'm trying to figure out, like, if you were to do one a year, how, like, if you take who we have right now who aren't wrestling, how many people you can actually induct. Because that could span long enough to where by the time you run out, we have some new people.
The question that I don't know who's already in. So is like Miss Elizabeth in?
No,
she's not.
Sherry Martel.
Yes, she is.
She went. I thought didn't she go before she died?
Yes, like a month before she died.
Oh Jesus!
Not a month. It was a couple months.
Still though, I guess that's not as bad as the Ultimate Warriors, but I still.
Yeah.
I still say that was the greatest luck in the world.
Dude.
The only way that could get worse is if you die on stage accepting your Hall of Fame thing.
I honestly think that it all started on Raw the next night.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was not doing well in that when he was talking. You could see on him that he wasn't doing good. I just figured it was old age, but maybe his heart was already crapping out on him.
Yeah. He had a heart disease that his father and grandfather had, I believe.
Well, and years of prolonged steroid use don't help either. Mm-hmm. And probably cocaine and everything else you can think of.
Oh, yeah. It's
tragic.
Well, yeah. But I'm happy that we at least got to see him that one last time.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, fans had been wanting him for such a long time. And
I feel that same way about Scott Hall and Jake the Snake, too.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't passed yet, but with those two, you just never know when it's going to happen because they've beaten up their body so bad that you just never know.
It's sad. If we were talking, like, the night after WrestleMania or the night of WrestleMania and said, okay, of these Hall of Famers, who's going to be the next to die?
I'd have said Jake.
Nobody would have said Warrior.
And I might even have put Mr. T on the list before Warrior.
My mama.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of freaky.
But if we did one woman a year, I really think they have enough. And also, they can go into women that were in WCW.
They haven't done a whole lot of that. They don't typically go into WCW for anything. Now, with the network, it's become more acceptable to mention WCW and everything, but...
But actually, when I come to think about it, they have enough women to last them a while.
Other than the ones we've named, who?
Because you got to realize, you really don't have to have a lot of credentials.
WCW didn't have any women.
Hold on. Yeah, they did. They have women wrestlers, but
Miss
if long, hold on, exactly
yes.
That's one of them. But you got to realize, like Sunny, she was more of a valet. She was still one woman that went in.
I'll see. I put her in the WWF.
But no, F3. But that's somebody who you're not fucking.
But
you
she's
need to go,
already
you need
in.
To go
right?
For another smoke. Yeah, she's in. But what I'm saying is, she didn't really go in as a wrestler. So we're not just looking at okay because they pretty much do one woman a year, and they don't have to be just wrestlers. They have to be a notable name. So, yes, Stacy Keibler, she'll go in.
At some point.
Yeah, isn't that a name that could go in before they reach into anybody that's currently wrestling?
Yes.
I said, we take anybody who's not wrestling right now, and we create a list. And let's say WWE picks from that list from now on. They have enough to, by the time they get to the end of that list, they'll have more.
Like I said, who?
Okay. I believe Miss Elizabeth is not it.
Okay.
But she should be.
She's got to go in with Macho. It has to be that way.
Well, that could be. Okay, so that's one. Luna.
Right, but there again, we're is she a Hall of Fame worthy?
Yes. I just said she is. Because she was a valet for so many different wrestlers, and she was around for such a long time.
But I don't remember anything she did.
You don't remember her being with Shawn Michaels?
No.
You
I remember
don't
Sherry with her.
Afterwards. After they were done, he had Luna. And then Sherry kind of came out. I know there was a run-in with them at WrestleMania 9.
Yeah, I remember there being some sort of a match thing or something.
Well, that's like where Sherry, like, there was some sort of, like, I don't remember exactly, but it was Sherry and Luna. And then one of her biggest things that she was in was with her and Bam Bam. Bam Bam said that Luna was her main squeeze. Well, Luna says, yeah, it was his main squeeze and all that kind of stuff. And that was, like, around WrestleMania 10. They had a mixed tag team match against Doink and Dink, I believe.
That would sound about right for WWF.
Yeah, for WrestleMania 10. But that's... She was in for that. She was in the Oddities. And the very last thing I remember... Oh, no, she was with two other people besides... after the Oddities. One being Goldust, when he was the artist formerly known as Goldust and everything was strange. The last person I remember him with, and I think she might have dated before she died, was Gangrel.
Yeah, she was married. She was married to Gangrel.
So I think there's enough there to she had a notable legacy. Like, if we create this list, she might be towards the end, but that's still somebody you could put in.
But that's the problem, though. I don't think she's towards the end. I think she is at the top.
For right now?
Of female wrestlers females that could go into the Hall of Fame. Stacy Keibler.
They would put Stacy Keibler just for the name recognition.
If they can get her to agree to come in, yeah. I can't see them putting her in if she doesn't agree to be on the show.
Oh yeah. Sable.
Sable should go on.
Would they address that though?
Why would they?
The Playboy thing.
So?
They've stayed away from that, and I don't know if they would go back to it.
Why wouldn't they?
They seem to stay away from that stuff now.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, she would still go in for how popular she was.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, then you...
If they're not gonna put her in for
Victoria,
Victoria Mickie James. I'm looking at more towards the end of this list, just because Mickie James could come back. I think Victoria, she's happy with what she's doing. She doesn't seem to have any interest in coming back to wrestling. She likes holding a wrestling themed restaurant that I've been to.
Yeah, I think Mickie James comes back to wrestling. I don't know if it's WWE per se, but she'll be back into wrestling at some point.
And then who else would be names? Female names. do they want to induct Major Guns?
Yes, please do. Please do.
That's the only female name that I could think of that was in WCW that we didn't see elsewhere. Also, ECW woman.
Oh, what? Francine.
Beulah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I want to lay ya.
Who of those are you going to put in?
Well, I can't forget Jasmine Sinclair was an ECW girl, too.
Booker T's wife. What's Booker T's wife's name?
Charmel.
Didn't she have a different wrestling name though?
No. Are you thinking who actually could be possibly put in? Jacqueline.
I think yes. Put Jacqueline. Terry Reynolds.
No.
I think she could.
Could, but what? I mean, what did she do?
Always have hard nipples.
And yep. Smoked a cigar.
Always had hard nipples.
Yep. She dated New Jack.
Oh, God.
Oh. And he wasn't that while she was with Dustin?
No, that was recently.
I thought that was at the same time.
He threatened to put out, like, naked pictures of her. That he had. And he had pictures of her without makeup on. And he had pictures of her, like, all bloodied up for some fucking reason.
Oh, I bet she looks terrible without makeup on.
Oh, God, yeah.
I bet you she looks hot all covered in blood, though.
I wasn't even thinking of the blood. I was just thinking what she'd look like without the makeup.
Okay. Her race told me to say that.
What? I mean, there's enough there. By the time they do the one a year, they get to people who are could possibly wrestling now or possibly.
I don't know. It just seems like they could back off. Yeah. You know. I mean, I guess you got Michelle McCool out there.
Oh God.
You know she's probably getting in.
Yeah, probably. Like I said, she'd be later on the list, later years.
Yeah.
Well, because by the time that could happen, because I don't think she'll ever come back, it's more like looking back, yay, Michelle McCool.
I think it's going to be who can we get to come to the fucking Hall of Fame ceremony, to be honest. But
Kelly.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You know it's going to probably happen.
Oh, yeah.
Eve Torres, Tori Wilson.
Oh, Dawn Marie.
I mean, there's plenty of names out there.
No, Dawn Marie. Candice Michelle, that was my favorite.
There's plenty of names out there, but how many of them are actually worthy of that?
Well, you could also go with or everybody goes to when you talk worthy, Coco Beware-Zinn. But granted, I think Coco Beware-Zinn.
Coco, he's more than deserving.
He did dirt. He's one
he
of those.
He did massive fucking dirt. Dude, he walked around dancing with a fucking parrot.
He would be the equivalent of putting in Brooklyn Brawler, which...
No, at least Coco Beware had a character. I love Coco Beware as a kid.
That brings me to another kind of a side topic. If they put in Brooklyn Brawler, would they put in him as Brooklyn Brawler? Or no, would they put in him as Brooklyn Brawler, or would they put him in as... whatever his real name is. I think it's Steve something. And basically kind of say, you know, he was the Brooklyn Brawler. He played all these other roles, the Abe, Knuckleball, Swartzky or something.
Yeah.
One of the Doinks.
I wonder if, I can't remember where I heard it, in probably the WIR, about starting to put in, like, WWE just employees. You know, people that, you know, like... oh, God, what's the TV producer that's there now that's been there forever?
Kevin Dunn,
stuff like that.
Oh, I think it's possible.
Yeah, I think when you get to that, to putting those guys in, then you would be able to put in jobbers like the Brooklyn Brawler and, you know, for what they've done for the company. But right now, just as a wrestler, that's kind of a stretch.
I still want to see them put in Jim Johnson.
He's got to go in at some point.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, how do you not put him in?
I know, he's... God, you want to talk about doing work for a company.
Oh, God.
Good God. How many wrestlers do you think he helped make?
A bunch. And, of course, you know, there's people that'll shit on him. It's all the same stuff over and over again. Oh, fuck you, people.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've always liked Jim Johnson. It's not that. I think he can encapsulate a wrestler. He even talked about it in Beyond the Mat, I want to say it was. Like how I know he was explaining like how he did Vader's music. And he says, you know, he kind of walks at a certain pace. So, you know, that's why he came up with the beat and how everything worked. Like, he helps capture wrestlers. Same thing I know he did with Ultimate Warrior. Took the fast pace of the Ultimate Warrior, turned it into a song.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely. I guess we should probably wrap it up because we're getting close to the 2-hour mark.
It's 4:00 in the morning.
Before editing. So.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine.
You're up till 7:30 every morning.
Yeah, more like 10, but yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Well, but once you, I mean, it's not any different than what you do. It's just my times are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mine's night instead of day.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Day and night.
Wah.
Whoop, whoop.
Absolutely.
We're going chicken hunting.
I love that song.
I bet you do. Get a tattooed on you?
Nope. Fuck off.
No, he's got a big dick tattoo on his chest like Brock Lesnar does.
No,
it's not a real dick, not a sword.
No, it's not a tattoo. It's actually just a dick.
Oh, he's just titty fucking a dick.
You guys are dickheads.
No, we're not on your chest.
Yeah, no. We're in your mouth.
God damn it.
Yes. You know, we could always just go.
They're so gross, dude.
For those of you who don't understand, because I don't think we've ever really explained it, Shane doesn't like the sound of people throwing up. So it started when we were on Xbox. We would just randomly go.
I thought it was more fun if we didn't tell people what it was.
Well, so they're not like, what the fuck? It's not like on Spanish Announce Table where they do a random fucking episode where they switch the whole show and they don't explain the joke behind everything. And
happened. They always do the news first.
and then every time when they go Blue Kazoo.
I don't get that either.
Bingo. And I'm to the point where I'm like, great, dude, guys, wrap it up.
Yeah.
I get it. Keep drinking your beer. It's great and all. Eventually, I'm going to be a beer sponsor of the week.
Tweet the table what you thought of us talking about them.
or hey, why don't we have the Anything Goes beer sponsor of the week? See, and so
we would actually have to have shows that actually make air.
That's why they don't make air, because we're so drunk.
I don't even drink, but I don't. Whatever.
Well, if we're recording while I'm on the road, I can't drink either. Because for those who don't know, because for me, a DUI is a
it's
point.
Bad.
Is a, well, A, it's, well, it is bad, but B, it's my a DUI for me in any vehicle is a .04, and a DUI fine for me is $1,200, and I lose my license for 6 months.
So right, we'll do the beer sponsor.
Drink all the beer.
Exactly. Sounds good to me.
But no, I know in Spanish Announce Table, I want to be the beer sponsor of the week, but I want to have them get, and they got to make sure they can get it. One either being called two actually Cleveland companies, one being Fathead, and a beer that they have called Oompa Loompa, which is a stout beer that tastes like chocolate.
Those stouts are hard to get through.
Mm. Well, you don't like Guinness?
I do, but they're hard. They're hard to have more than one.
Okay. Well, normally when I drink, I'm only drinking like maybe like with a meal or something. So it's like one beer.
Right.
So I'm not trying to drink to excess. That's one. If they can get that, but the main one, and I gotta wait probably another month at least. If not, it's got to be another month, because I think that's when it comes out in November. A little beer by Great Lakes Brewery called Christmas Ale.
Does it taste like peppermint?
No, it's not a peppermint. I can't explain it, but I know if you go to certain bars to get it and it's on tap, if they make it right, they put cinnamon on the rim of the glass. And it's pretty fucking good. I know people who drink the shit out of it, and it has a little higher alcohol content than most beer, and oh my god, like Chris Clem of the Pretty Swell Guys, who I think their podcast is now gone.
Yeah, I haven't seen a new one in forever.
Try to go to prettyswellguys.com. The website's not around anymore.
Yeah,
like they're still friends. It's just they can't.
I think
really
one of didn't one of them move out of state.
Yeah, one moved to Chicago.
Chris yeah, so they that's probably hard to get together to do shows.
Yeah, but. I was after one of the live shows right before Thanksgiving, not this past year, but the year before. Like, he got so fucking drunk on Christmas Ale, it's not even fucking funny. Oh, my God. Well, him and his sister both, oh, my God, they got fucking drunk as shit. And his sister actually gave me her number that night. It was she wrote it down, she showed me her business card and everything, and just kind of just gave it to me, like, oh, okay, cool. put this in my wallet, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What the hell am I supposed to do with this?
They were cool business cards. I give her that because she's like a photographer and shit, but yeah.
But, see, you guys are going the wrong way with it. I want to be the beer sponsor of the week, too. And I want them to get... I want them to find Boxer.
What's that?
A god-awfully disgusting fucking beer. It's super fucking cheap and tastes like piss.
How about...
You guys ever heard of that natural ice?
It's worse than natty ice, dude.
It's worse than that.
Dude, natty ice is not that... natty ice is kind of flavored water. Boxer has a fucking aftertaste.
I like to get me some natties.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
No, natty ice is what we'll buy if we're wanting to get drunk.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Because it's cheap and it goes like, I mean, just runs through.
I'm a beer drinker to the point of I'm not drinking cheap shit.
No, if I just want to enjoy it, no. If I want to get drunk, then I'll drink cheap shit.
No, I never want to get drunk, but I know, like, I want to drink, have a good time. I'm going to drink shit that I like. I remember when I used to drink with my friends who were under 21, like when I was like 21. And you always had those friends who were just a little bit younger and everything. Mm-hmm. And anytime they wanted me to go get beer, I'd be like, okay, I was like, hey, what are we getting? Oh, no, something cheap, fucking daddy. I'm like, nope, I'm not getting it. I'm getting Bud Light. Oh, okay, yeah, we'll get Bud Light.
Yeah, the price ain't that much different, but yes.
I'm like, I'm not putting money towards shit fucking beer. I'm going to get something, and granted, like, Bud Light's not high premium shit, but it's like, I'd rather get something that I like than something just tastes like shit. Now, the worst I've ever fucking had.
Steel City?
No, I've heard horrible things about that. Obviously, because it's from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
But,
they take it right out of the river.
Jenny's Cream Ale.
Oh, that gets weird.
Anything cream. Anything cream is going to be bad.
Yeah, that's gross.
And Jenny's, whatever their normal beer is, I heard it's not too good, but I remember having some Jenny's Cream Ale. I'm like, I was like,
Yeah.
I did that on some butterscotch schnapps once.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking that straight.
It
wasn't very
sweet. Candy.
It did not. It tasted awful, and I threw up.
Oh, God, the worst I've ever gotten drunk. My friend's 21st birthday, and this is a story that I tell. I showed up late to his birthday party, and...
So you had to catch up.
I'll quote one of the last ones there. One of my friends who is, he's about 7 or 8 years older than me, bigger dude, bigger ginger beard than me, fucking was like, oh, first off, he hands me a beer. Actually, before that, I got beat up for showing up late. Not hardcore, like, beat up, just rough house enough. Fucking out of breath, I walk in, he hands me a beer, and I'm like, fuck it, drink it. And he's like, oh, cool. Then he hands me some, like, alcohol.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, I already knew it, but I said, fuck it.
Uh-huh.
Within an hour, I had arrived, got drunk, threw up, blacked out, passed out.
I did that for St. Patrick's Day a couple years ago. Went from drinking draft beers, like, on the little plastic cups, to Jaeger bombs.
Oh, God.
And do not remember leaving the place.
I used to love Jaeger back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Love. That's all I used to drink was fucking Jaeger. And there was this girl that I was trying to get with for a while. That's all me and her, whatever we would drink was fucking Jaeger.
Hmm.
And I was having my friend's brother. Actually, he's kind of like he's technically a friend of mine, too. He would always get me alcohol. And it was like a couple times a week I'd have him go up to the liquor store, the same one, and buy like the $30, the $50 bottle of Jaeger. Mm-hmm. And he had the guy working there thinking that he loved Jaeger that fucking much.
Nice. Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
I guess that's now where we can end the show.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Guys, want to throw out your Twitters like always?
At, at the Rebel Trucker 12 or at the Mop Jockey, either or.
Nah.
That's not like anybody's listening.
Same size people, so.
It's not like anybody's listening anyway.
I never know. You never fucking know.
Okay, it's not like anybody other than Ant is listening. Because Ant's cool enough to give us a shout out on a damn British podcast. What are the rest of you assholes doing?
Thanks, Ant.
Absolutely.
Reread, Ant.
Then,
come on, Shane.
You want to throw out your Shane?
Give it up, Shane.
FGW 780.
What's before that? What's before that?
At.
So how's the whole thing go?
At FGW 780.
There you go. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
God.
And, of course, you can follow me at Heavyset330, and you could hell, follow this show if you want, even though it barely ever fucking tweets. Hell, I barely ever tweet from NFL Easy Picks, but that's a different story for right now. But at Anything Goes KFS, I believe?
Yes.
And tweet us topics you want us to talk about. Maybe if you send us a good one, we'll actually put out episode 4 without having to do it 50 million times, and we'll do it soon. Depends on what you give us. So we will see you all next time.
Episode, lost episode number 3, here we go.